Today on the podcast, we have an actress by the name of Nicole Tom.
Say it.
Nicole Tom.
Yes.
You would know her as Maggie Sheffield from The Nanny.
You know the name of her character?
I do.
Love that.
I know. 90s are back, my friend.
Totally.
She's a very funny actress and somebody that...
She was also in Beethoven.
She was also in Beethoven. Remember the Beethovens? You know, the dog, the big dog, the slobbery dog. They made like three of those.
Yeah,
fuckers.
That was her... Besides The Nanny, yeah. Bread and Butter.
The kid from Step by Step, Chris Castile, he played her brother. It was like his claim to fame before Step by Step.
It's always going back to your show.
Because it's my show, and this is now my show.
All right.
So, but Alaa and I have known Nicole since, gosh, we
90s.
Were... Yeah, the 90s, when she was in acting class with us. And she's a character, and she's always got a ton of stories, and most of them... are pretty terrible, but in a very funny way. Her whole life is a worst ever.
But in a, let's put it this way.
In a very funny way.
It's a very funny worst ever, worst of life's
situation.
She has. Yeah. Should we do a hello everybody in Nicole voice?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Hi everybody.
The worst moments of our life.
Hey girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Gosh, why don't I seem like, I don't feel like I'm any older than from the day we met.
Well, no, you're the same personality.
Maybe. I know.
Nicole, you really don't.
Gosh,
age.
Time flies.
You really don't. You're basically the same person.
You too, Christine.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Hello.
Oh, of course, Alaa.
All right.
Alaa.
I can't believe that we all three have known each other for probably how many years now? Almost 20?
I think
is that right?
No, 20. 20. At least 20. I want to say 21, but.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy.
More than that, I don't want to age myself,
we were more than 20 years. Very young.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Whenever
you come over to my house, we're just going to have mics at all times.
Totally.
You know, because
speaking of your house.
Speaking into mics in living rooms.
No. Because we're going to get into some of your worst ever stories. Right?
Okay.
And I know that one of them.
Yes.
Had to do with your house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was there during that time, by the way.
You were?
The lesbian?
It seemed like no one was there.
I was there.
No one was there for me.
Nicole, I was there the whole time.
You were?
Yes. And I kept going, this is so weird.
You've had your house for quite a while. Yeah. It was a very, very cute and very eclectic house, which is very much like her personality.
What year did you buy the house?
It's magical. I bought it in 99. And I was really young when I bought the house. And I never thought that... Basically, my mom...
Made me get that house.
I'm very grateful that I have
it's an
my
investment.
Home. I love my home, but
the area's
I looked
amazing.
At you know a lot of and throughout the years I've realized that I was really meant to live there. I feel.
I agree.
Just because of the connections of my neighbors and how random that is. Like
Alfonso Ribeiro used to be your neighbor.
Yeah,
across the street.
Let me ask you a question. Did he ever do the Carlton?
Oh, yes. All the time. Like, whenever he would
unprovoked.
Come out.
Unprovoked Carltons.
Whenever he would walk to his car, he'd basically just be doing the Carlton.
Amazing. Yeah. See, this
Are
is
you serious?
What happens when you
I
live
would
in
look,
LA.
Peep through his windows, and
unprovoked
I'd see
Carltons.
Him doing the Carlton. Just all the time, 24/7.
Steven, do you know how to do the Carlton? Sidebar.
Definitely in high school, that was the easiest dance move to do. Because if you didn't know how to dance, you could just do that and make people laugh.
Are you old enough to know the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I grew up watching it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was
Steven has a mustache, which makes him look distinguished and very worldly.
Even
however,
though I'm 14.
However, he's quite young.
All right, let's get back to the house.
Got a great
back
head of hair.
So you bought the house in 99.
Yes.
And When you bought it, it was in what kind of state?
It was in, you know, a perfect state. It was in
cute.
It was cute. Yeah. Right. It's just a little bungalow style home. It's from the 1930s, and it's like one story. I always wanted a two story house and stuff, but it had a jacuzzi, and I was like, yes. And so, but I wanted to make it a little bit bigger. Like, I wanted to make the master bedroom bigger, and I wanted to expand the den and then add a deck. And
this was like a major project that you were going to do.
Yeah, but I didn't really even realize it at the time because I just thought I was headed off to Europe. Which is another one of my worst stories.
Right.
I think
we'll
it was
get to,
that
we'll
trip.
Get, we'll get, yes, it was. We'll get to that.
So you found this contractor.
My best friend at the time, she went to a party in Malibu, and she met this girl who was very...
lesbianic.
Manly. And you know, had short buzz cut.
She was a lesbian and she was quite alpha. Is that what
you're
saying?
She had a very, like a cherry red face.
It's okay to be a lesbian.
Is that what you're saying?
We don't need to hide lesbians.
Yeah, she was a lesbian.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Yeah. And I was perfectly fine with that, you know.
Yeah, now you say it.
I was.
No, I know you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't even pay any attention to that.
Were they in a relationship? Is that
no.
What?
No.
Oh, okay.
My friend was always, you know, we always, you know, met guys together. We would, you know, go out on dates and stuff, you know, me and...
But she just met this girl and was like, oh my gosh, she's a contractor, like she's amazing, you should use her because she seems cool.
Yeah, she's like, you,
and like she knows what she's doing. She's like, in charge.
She can fix your house up just great. And I was like, oh really? Well, you know, my best friend, so I thought I trust her opinion. I didn't really know anything about construction, so I thought, yeah.
Why don't I
use her. I was an idiot.
So did you meet her beforehand, or you were just like, yeah, let me call her up and just hire her?
No.
Well, I met her before, and I told her what I wanted, and she's like, no problem. I said that I was going off to Europe.
You're missing a little bit here, Nicole, just because I know the story a little bit.
What?
But Nicole has an issue with just like, not just like meeting somebody and like, oh yeah, I want to get this done, blah, blah, blah. Nicole wants to be your friend and hang out.
Right,
and
right.
Yeah.
And that's nothing wrong with that, but yeah. I mean, that's what happened. I mean, I'd be over at your house and the contractor who's supposedly...
Well, she became very involved in
your life.
My life, yeah.
Okay.
And this was like right when the nanny ended and...
Yeah.
All of my friends disappeared, and
yeah, right.
So you were,
yeah.
And she was cool.
Yeah, and she was gonna fix my house, and basically, I went off to Europe, and she said that she would have it done by the time I got back. You know, just write her out this check, and you know, she would get everything done, and by the time I returned, I would have my master bedroom and bath, and
it was basically just going to be like extreme home makeover renovation.
Right.
You're going to come home, and it was going to be beautiful.
But cut to before she left for Europe, you guys would go to concerts together.
I never really went.
Okay. Well, she was hanging out at the house and partying with your friends.
Yeah. Well, lived with me at the time.
There was like a party bus moment. I know that.
Oh, well, that was my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. So there. Yeah. Right.
There was a lot of hanging
there was
out.
A lot of hanging out.
Yeah.
And then she's
did
like, "I'll
go
start
on that
construction."
Party bus?
I did.
You did. Wow.
I don't remember that. That's.
I don't
sad.
Think we were friends then.
Oh, it was.
They didn't like me. That I wasn't in the inner circle. Clearly.
That was a fun birthday.
That was
let's
out
not,
of control.
I wasn't
it was pretty
even,
crazy.
Let's not talk about it. I wasn't even invited.
Oh.
It's like.
Oh.
So rude.
But you're invited to her birthday that I threw today.
Yes. And I'm not, I mean,
excuse me,
I'm not.
I bought the cupcakes.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
They're so good. I'm moist. Eating it right now.
All right. So, anyway.
So I asked my sister, you know, I was like, does this look okay? You know, like, because we did have a contract and it was basically, you know, pay me this and you'll get a new house. Or
great.
In Nicole languages.
And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds great.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know anything about construction. So I went off to Europe and basically she just tore down my house, like completely just tore down that when you was giving me updates on, right, you know, how things were going.
Wait, because was still staying there while you were in Europe.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And
she was giving, I mean, you up. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I thought it would be okay for
her
to stay there.
Stop. Hold on.
What?
Was giving you updates?
Like email updates.
Yeah.
And like things were as if things were happening.
Yes.
And are things happening?
Well, I was, you know, she said, well, you know, the house is torn down, you know, the walls are all gone in the back, and, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable here because whenever I, you know, I'm going to the bathroom, I can basically wave at the neighbors because there's no back of the house.
Okay. Right. So it's making all progress.
Gone, you know, and, right. You know,
And you've given this woman not just a part of like a retainer. You've literally
she keeps
given
on asking
her
for like more checks too while I'm in Europe, and I'm like, okay, well, I left a couple there. You know, she could just, you know, give them to you as you need them because I
right.
I basically paid for everything up front,
right,
which I guess you're not supposed to do.
You're how old at this point?
I was 23.
Yeah. Right.
I was 23,
and
I was very naive. And,
well, and the first time you've ever done any of this.
Well, nothing's changed, really.
Yeah, okay. I was very naive.
Right.
I, you know, things have changed. I'm.
Well,
I really.
We'll get to the changes in a minute. Let's stick to Miss Naive Nicole. So you're in Europe. You're in where, Paris.
Yes.
Okay.
is this after I saw you? No, this is a totally different.
That was a different trip.
It was a different trip.
Yeah.
Sidebar. We'll
get to that trip, trust me.
Yeah, that was a trip with several bad European experiences.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay, so, I mean, that's when I came back, and then I had to get my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh.
When I...
I'm sorry.
Just what you want to do when you return from Europe.
So yeah. You're in pain in Europe?
No, I could feel them coming in the back.
Could that be like a sign from God that you're about to get your life pulled out of you?
Like maybe you should be paying attention to what's. Yeah.
So you come home from
your wisdom is going to be pulled from you. Or
how many weeks were you gone?
I think I was only gone like 2 weeks.
So you come home expecting to have.
Wait, did you think that they were going to finish? Hold on a second, because I know you added like a bath. The outdoor
patio,
right, yeah, with a fire pit. I remember.
Yeah,
she said
everything was going to be done, but that it wouldn't take any time at all. That it was all going to be done by the time I got back,
and permitted and all that. Jazz.
Yeah,
right.
When I got back, it was studs.
Oh,
like
God.
There was nothing there. I ended up having to sleep in the living room with all of my stuff because I didn't put anything in storage. I put it all in the front room. Moved out by that time.
Like
she couldn't take it
anymore.
Yeah, because it was so dusty and just, you know, there was half of the house was gone.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That's amazing. I want you to take me back for a minute. I want you to take me back to, you land at LAX, you drive from the airport to your house, you open the front door.
There wasn't a front door. I basically walked in through the back.
The back open gaping hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and give me your reaction.
I mean, I had heard that it wasn't coming along, you know, as...
planned.
As planned, and that, you know, Where, things needed
your family,
to be done.
Your family lives here. Where are they?
They're just, you know, doing their own thing.
Isn't David like a neighbor at this point?
I don't think David had his house yet.
No, he didn't have the house yet. Yeah. Right.
Well, I had heard that things weren't going as planned. And so I walked home and everything was just, you know, all over the place. And I had to go and get my wisdom teeth taken out. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. And so I'm sorry.
I went and I did that and it.
This is the same day?
No, this was like a week later.
Okay, okay.
Was she there like working every day?
There were a couple workers there, you know, just hammering nails into things. But not doing much.
Progress.
Just kind of sitting around.
Progress.
I would bring them out lemonade, you know, like I would, the fridge worked.
Okay.
You know, so I would bring them out lemonade and stuff and try and like, oh, so it's coming along. When do you think it's going to be done? you working right along? Seems pretty open and they were like, oh, well, we have to wait for this and we have to wait for that. And, you know, we need another check, you know, because we can't.
Oh,
I'm like, well,
God.
I've already paid you the full amount. And they're like, well, it's, you know, it's running over and, you know, we've already used that. Meanwhile, my best friend at the time is, you know, going to all these concerts and going out to dinner, these fancy restaurants with the contractor, just...
Your friend, the contractor.
Yeah, the lesbian and stuff. And so she's just hanging out with her, just living the high life. And
on your checks.
Probably.
Basically.
Yeah, I would say on
I heard there was like
dime.
A limo trip at one point.
They were going to everything. I mean, I think they
in
were
limos.
Pretty much at the Rose Bowl, you know, just they were... Going out to fancy
and
the new fancy restaurants and stuff.
Is she showing up to the house?
I wasn't
house?
Invited.
Is she
anymore.
Showing up to the house at all?
No, she's not. And I'm trying to get in contact with her. I'm trying to remember. Then 9/11 happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's horrible.
And it was. So,
oh my
it was
God.
A, you know, that I was
so
awful.
At this point, you're like bottoming out.
Yeah.
You have a gaping hole in your house.
I got dry socket from the wisdom teeth. So I looked like I had like elephantitis on my face.
Migraines to your head.
Yeah. My jaw was like huge.
And your poodle has like really bad dandruff.
Yeah.
Dry skin.
And I've
so, like, dry sockets, dry
the...
skin, gaping holes in our mouth, gaping holes in our
in
house, gaping holes in our wallets.
Yes.
Oh, huge gaping holes in her wallet.
Yes.
And then 9/11.
And no friends.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, like, I want to say what's the low point, but I think we've got there.
No, this is the beginning.
So I tried to get in contact with my best friend at the time. I was like, you know, I understand why you're not staying here. It's miserable. I'm miserable. I can barely breathe with all of the dust. And I know that 9/11 just happened. And it's just, I mean, I understand why. For the first couple of weeks, I understood why they didn't, you know, come back to work. Because 9/11, it just happened. And, you know, it was very... I mean,
emotionally,
I didn't do anything
for
like weeks after that happened, except for sit in front of my television. And, but then after that, I, you know, it started to get cold and the house was
so drafty without walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You are miserable. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, because it's September now.
Yeah.
So it's like
so.
We're
and
in
like
fall.
You yes. left for Europe when? July? When were you in Europe?
I can't remember. Like a month or two before that.
Okay. Okay.
So that it been.
It has been like a month now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was supposed to take. It was supposed to take a month. I think I was in Europe for a month.
Okay.
Because I usually like to take trips where I'm, you know, gone for at least a month.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going overseas or something.
Like we're so in the 1920s. Explore. Like we're on a barge. Okay. Going overseas, everyone.
Yeah. And so they stopped showing up for work, and I started calling my best friend because I knew that she was still at least,
right, friendly with the
contractor, and I'm like, you know, she's not showing up. Nobody has for the past couple of weeks. You know, the house is completely gone, and everybody just thought they're just like, whatever, Nicole, you're crazy. They thought I was crazy. And I mean, I was crazy for believing in this contractor, but, I was trying to convince people that I wasn't, you know.
Here's the thing, like, if this was nowadays, it would have been like 2 or 3 days, and you would have been like seeing the Instagrams, like hashtag Hollywood Bowl life, like going to this new restaurant, like here I am with my boo, you know what I mean? Like you would have seen where your money was being spent.
Yeah, and not only that, but she would also be doing the other way around. Look at my house. This contractor has not completed this.
Right.
tweeting this. And so, yeah, it's different now, obviously. But back then, like, did we have cell phones? Like,
yes, we had cell phones, but they were not like,
they were like
taking pictures of anything.
No, yeah, they were still like
they were
flip
grainy,
phones or
they
whatever.
Were blurry.
Yeah, the flip phone. I miss that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the bottom has come. No one's coming anymore. And like, what are you?
I'm trying to convince I tell my sister, I tell my mom. Please listen to me. Please,
abandoned.
I don't know what to do. I need help. Please, I need help. The contractor's not showing up anymore. She's completely torn my house down, and it's nothing but studs. And nobody will believe me that I paid her all this money, and she's taking my best friend out to all these restaurants. So she doesn't care, you know. She's just enjoying the high life, and
she answering your calls.
I think she stopped answering my calls around that time. Like, she just didn't, you know. I think she was upset that I had, you know, she was staying at the house and it was destroyed when she...
What did she think was going to happen? You're starting construction. Like,
no,
did she think
I
she was just going to be
either.
Living in a hammock? Like it was going to be breezy and like it was a tropical sandals vacation? No, like, it's construction.
Yeah,
So she's pissed at you now because you started work... on your house.
Well, she left and went to and stayed with somebody. I don't think we both didn't realize that it was going to be
this big of a deal.
Yeah. And then when she stopped showing up, it was
well, because now you're resenting your friend as well. Your good friend
who's become
hanging out
with
this
contractor.
Woman who's sort of like screwed you timely wise.
Yeah, and not believing me. She didn't believe me when I said that she wasn't showing up for work. And she basically like stopped talking to me and continued going out with her. And she ended up like running off with her and becoming her girlfriend. And she wasn't gay. Yes.
Okay. But then she turned. Yeah, she was in a relationship with her.
Yeah, she was in a relationship, you know, maybe experimenting or whatever. And she was making her happy with the meals. And I was like, this girl has completely screwed
the
me
meals.
Over. Like, I don't know why you're hanging out with her. Why are you hanging out with her? And finally... I got somebody else to fix my house. Like,
so did you take her to a small claims court?
No, because I looked her up. Finally, my family believed me, and they're like, if you go to therapy, then
we'll
help you. We'll believe you. Yeah, it was, I was like, oh God.
Oh my
awful.
God. So you had to go to therapy. Your parents finally,
I didn't
your
go
family,
to therapy.
Oh, we said we went to therapy. They finally came around and then you looked her up and there was like all these bad things.
Yes. She had a couple warrants out for her arrest and she had done this to like four other people.
Oh my God.
Four other. Did you pursue?
No, because I was so far down the list of sewage that it wouldn't have, like, she had about, I think she had like five or six warrants out for her arrest. So,
oh my God.
And it wasn't, I mean, I had paid her a lot of money, but it wasn't worth it. It was like, oh God, I can't. It's
to get a lawyer and all that. You would have probably ended up paying the same amount.
I needed to fix my house.
So
and
you've hired another contractor.
Yes. And they fixed it right up for me. And
then you were like, okay, why this?
Did you end up paying
double
what you ended up?
Yes, I so did.
It was like starting over.
Yeah.
Did she do anything that was permitted at all with any of the work that she did?
I think she did. I don't know. They looked it up and we got the permits for it eventually. But I don't know if they came through her.
Oh, my God.
Have you thought about remodeling anytime soon?
No. No.
Curious. It's due for a refresher now.
Oh, really? You think so?
I'm just saying. Like at this, you know.
No, I'm happy. I would like to make my garage into a guest house.
Oh well, let's do it. Can we?
I want to add an in-ground jacuzzi.
Oh Lord. Okay, but can we pick the contractors this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, because you're going through, I mean, you're not going through anything negative. You're renovating. So this could be a horror story for you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a bad story, Nicole.
Yeah, I know. I guess, my best friend ended up, you know, going out with her and everything. And
have you
one
talked
night
to your best
she,
friend since?
We have. We've made up. Yes.
How long were you guys?
A long time.
Like, give me like years.
But I'd say 10 years.
That you did not talk.
Wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
You lost a house?
But she ended up getting punched in the face by the contractor.
What?
Because she thought, Denise thought that she had, her name's Denise.
There you have it, everybody. Her name's Denise.
Okay. Yes. Out her first name.
I mean, I just heard this, you know, through the grapevine. I don't even know if it's true or not, but I heard that was, you know, looking at somebody else, or Denise thought that she was looking at somebody else and ended up getting angry at her and punching her in the face one night. And that was the end of it.
Very aggressive.
And finally, she was like, okay, yeah, she probably is a little
bad
crazy.
News.
Yeah. Bad news.
Wow.
Wow. That's a scam artist, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Shifting gears.
Worst date ever.
Oh,
please tell the story.
I asked for
Please go ahead. Tell me what you're gonna tell.
I asked for I got the salmon. He got the steak. He asked for a bite of my salmon, and I was like, oh yeah, sure. So I made it all perfect for him. You know, with a little bit of a little bit of spinach, you know, some of the sauce. I made the bite look really nice, and it was a good portion, you know, like I gave him a really nice portion of it. I asked for a bite of his steak, and he gave me like just like a teeny weeny little bit of fat.
That's your worst date ever? Because
I haven't been on that many dates.
Well, I can think of a bad one that you've told me.
What?
Okay. First name, Andy.
Maybe I've...
Last name, Dick.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's a genius story, Nicole.
Please tell it, Nicole.
I was 18. He, like, waited for me to turn 18.
Oh, yeah.
That's
to ask
creepy.
Me. Waited 2 years to ask me out.
But you had
whatever.
Met him when you were 16, and he was like, I can't wait to ask you out. Like, it was
one
of those things.
And then as soon as I turned 18, he was like, you wanna game out? And I was like, I thought, oh, he was funny. You know, he was a funny guy. I like
he's
funny
hilarious.
People. Yeah. I was like, yeah, sure. It was Acoustic Christmas. I was like, oh, this will be fun. We had backstage passes. And so we go there. And first off, he shows up to pick me up with my mom and like Michael and my sister and everybody, and reeks of marijuana. Like, just like he had bags of marijuana on him.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I was smoking pot back then. I don't know. Okay. I wasn't. And so I go, we get to the concert. Courtney Love is performing, and Beck, and I was just really excited to, you know, meet everybody. He ends up sneaking into Courtney Love's dressing room.
Oh no!
Oh my lord! He's like, "Come on! You come inside." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, but look, it's our dressing room. I don't think we should go in there. Like, you know, I don't think, you know, I." He's like, "Everybody's in here." And so I was like, okay. So I just sit down on the couch and he has some pretty inappropriate conversations with her. He ends up getting with Courtney.
Yeah, kicked out. She's like, what is this guy doing in here? He ends up getting kicked out, and then I'm in there alone. I'm like,
oh god. Stayed?
Well, I was, you know, sort of. At that point, I was embarrassed, you know, so I...
You, like, kind of pretend you didn't know him for a minute?
I pretended, like, I didn't know him for, like, a second and then sort of snuck out, like, along the wall, you know? Like, I was really embarrassed because he got kicked out, and then I just sort of, like, okay, so I just left.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, and then... As we were leaving, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Nicole, this is one of the worst stories I've ever heard from a date. It is meant to be told. It's something you can't keep in the rest of your life. Keep it going.
Oh no.
Where'd you go after? Did you go eat?
No, we went up to the parking lot to leave, and he's like, "You want to see something?" And I was like, "What?" I was thinking, like, rims, because he was like looking down. I thought, like, rims of a tire, you know, like tire rims,
sure,
like some sort of like fancy rims, because I was looking at this black SUV that had shiny chrome, and he was like kind of looking down,
right?
And I was like, "Oh, he's gonna point those out," and I was like, "Yeah, what?" And I turn around, and he has his penis out, and he's just
that's
he,
correct,
he's like,
Steven. It's his penis.
So you're in the upper deck of a parking lot,
yeah.
And he's just
and I was like, "Whoa, what are
take
you
a look
doing?
At this.
Like, what? What are you doing?" I was very just like, I was really uncomfortable, really uncomfortable, and I. You know, had never been on a date, and I was very naive and young for 18. And then he proceeds to go and pee over the balcony.
What?
Of the parking lot.
And then did he have to, like, drive you home after that?
Yes, I wanted to go home.
You were like, "I'm done."
Yeah.
How was it? Was it a big?
I was just really uncomfortable. Bad experience.
Was it a big
really
dick?
Bad experience. Really uncomfortable. And I didn't really know what to do, you know?
Nicole. And what? Was it a big dick?
Yeah, it was awful.
Did you talk to him after?
No, my friend, I mean, he showed up at a party, and I saw him there, but no, didn't really talk to him after that.
I love that story.
Hideous.
I love that story. Yeah. Okay. Worst audition ever. You've had a lot of those.
I can't remember.
It's fine if you don't have
How
them.
How dare you? I had a lot of those.
I think you should tell the Grace Jones story.
Grace Jones. Should I tell the jet skiing to Catalina?
What? Please tell me you did not try to jet ski all the way to Catalina.
I did. It was for charity. And
wait, so this is the worst, what?
Charity event?
It was the worst charity event ever.
Okay, so for those
I can't even remember
know,
what the charity event was.
Catalina is an island off of Los Angeles.
Yes.
It is probably...
It's beautiful.
It takes about an hour to get there by ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ferry's slow.
Faster than a jet ski.
Yeah, it's faster than a jet ski.
So it doesn't feel that way,
so,
I guess.
Yeah. Why in the...
So I got this invitation to be a part of this charity event that I can't remember what charity event it was, but it was, it had to do with jet skiing to Catalina with all these, you know, stars, and they're all gonna go, and you know, we're all gonna jet ski for charity, like, to Catalina from Long Beach.
What kind of celebrities are jet skiing to Catalina?
I can't, you know, it was such a traumatizing event for me. I can't remember.
Here's a hint.
There.
Probably none. Okay.
There were a lot of people there. Okay. I'm there sure. were like 16 people there.
Okay.
And I was able to invite my boyfriend at the time. I was, I think I was like 21 maybe.
And you're like, hey, you want to jet ski to Catalina?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I want to jet ski. That sounds like fun, man. It was Brian.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. And so we get there, and everybody's getting ready to, you know, get on their jet skis, and they're handing out wetsuits, and I'm like, I don't need a wetsuit. It's sunny out. It was like bright and sunny. Oh, I had God. My bikini. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, no, you know, this is going to be so much fun. It's like an hour for free on a jet ski, you know? I had been jet skiing once before in the Bahamas with my sister, and you know, the water's really warm there. And so I thought, oh, this will be piece of cake, you know? It doesn't take that long to get there. I didn't realize that the Pacific Ocean is
freezing.
Really cold.
Really cold.
I mean, it was so hot from the
sun.
But
you grew up on the West Coast.
I know.
Okay, I'm just going to make that clear. Go ahead.
And I was really skinny, you know, back then. Like,
yeah,
I was like, you know.
No fat. There's.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you looked at Nicole right now and the fact that she's saying that, she's really skinny.
Steven, I'd just like you to fact check something really quick for us.
What?
Whoa.
How many miles is Long Beach to Catalina?
46.9 miles. I mean, it takes a few hours to go by boat over there.
Yeah, it's a couple hours. It's three hours by ferry or 1 hour by express ferry.
Right, there's like one boat that goes.
I thought it was going to be a piece of cake.
All right, so
and I definitely
are you
wanted
a bikini?
To.
This is
yes,
like
I
riding
my
a bikini
on.
I would love to find a picture of this.
Yeah, this is like riding a tricycle to like I don't know
San
like
Francisco.
Past, yeah, like past Santa Monica. Okay. Continue.
So
let me put this in perspective. The LA Marathon from downtown to Santa Monica is half the length of what you did
of
on
jet skiing
to
Catalina. Yeah. But also in water, where it's choppy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not making good time.
What time of the day is this?
This is early in the morning, right when the sun has just gotten rid of all of the marine layer.
You're wearing your new bikini.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take this. Everybody's picking out their jet skis. I wanted my own because I thought I wanted to drive. You know,
You want to go fast.
Ski. Yeah.
You had the option of riding with someone.
Well, I think Brian, my boyfriend at the time, he wanted to ride his own too.
Okay,
so
they both wanted to drive.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So
I like to be the driver too.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, puts the wetsuits on. I
do not.
Opted out.
For a photo op, she doesn't want to be in a wetsuit. I know Nicole. She wanted to be in her beautiful bikini.
Well, yeah. She's skinny. Yeah. She wants to look cute in a bikini. I get it.
Yeah, I really don't know what I was not thinking. So we all get on and everybody's like, okay, and go. And so everybody takes off.
And is it like a
and
race?
I'm still trying to.
No, it's,
no,
just
it's
like
not a race. Okay. Yeah, it's just these people are really athletic.
Yeah.
I didn't even work out back then. Like, I wasn't even.
I don't know that jet skiing is actually in that much of an athletic event. But
well, those things are heavy.
Right.
Yeah, they but are. You're not carrying
so,
them.
I think everybody was pretty much gone, and I was still trying to get it out of the sand into the, into the, like,
oh,
past
okay.
the
you're
first
not in the
wave.
Water yet.
Like, and I didn't have any help, like, getting past that first wave, because you know how it's
Yeah, yeah.
you have to, the jet ski goes up and then it like goes down. Like you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, right, and then you got to shove off and like you get out past the wave break. So that took me forever. And I was exhausted by that point, and by
and
that
soaking wet.
Yes,
and freezing
already. But everybody had left, so I didn't have a chance to get. And I was kind of like, hey, wait. You know, like I don't know where I'm going, but are you going to be over there?
Keep like going out to open water and hope that I see land, just, like Marco Polo.
You know, I'll catch up with them once I get past these waves.
Sure.
And so. I'm like just past the wave. The waves don't stop.
No.
The waves don't stop at any point.
Right.
I thought, you know, it's going to be maybe like a lake or, right. You know, once you get past the break, it would calm down. It doesn't.
It's the Pacific Ocean.
Yes. It's the, yes. So it's like I'm going up a sand dune and then down a sand dune. It's the whole, it's like perpendicular to the water and then just straight down. Up and then straight down.
It's like Deadliest Catch.
The entire way. And I'm trying to like get someone's attention too. Like, wait, you guys, I'm trying to see them and all I can see is like little splashes on the horizon because everyone has just taken off. They've just, I mean, I don't know how they were able to go so fast because I couldn't, my arms were like toothpicks and trying to hold on to the gas and then it would start going and then I would get scared.
Do you have a photo of this at all? Charity? I'm dying.
I don't know, but I managed to get out to like where I couldn't see the shore and
to a danger zone.
Yes.
What is now called a life danger zone.
Yes. And I'm my boyfriend is nowhere in sight. He took off with all of them as well. And
winner that one.
This huge, like, you know those freight boats that
barges?
A barge. Yeah. You know, because Long Beach has the biggest shipping.
Right? Yeah.
So you know how big those boats are?
Yes, they're huge.
They're like huge buildings in the water, especially when you're on a jet ski.
Oh my God.
And so it's like this huge building was going past me.
You're crossing
point,
paths with a barge.
Yes.
On
I was
jet
like
ski.
I was ready to give up, like after
I can't believe we're still hanging on at this point.
Well, I had no choice.
What is she gonna do?
I had to turn around.
I couldn't turn around. I didn't
it's for charity.
I there was nobody there, you know. Like I was out in the middle of the ocean. There was no, I couldn't see
feel like
anything.
You are the charity at this point. We need to save you.
Yes, I was. So at that point, I was really I'd had it. And when I saw the big ship coming my way, I
by the way,
like,
if this isn't an episode on Hollywood Darlings next season, you're crazy.
I said, I need help. I need help. I started screaming at the freight boat. Help! Help me! Like trying to get someone's attention. And finally I saw these boats like in a circle out in the middle. Like these there were like five little
dinghy sailboats.
Fisherman boats.
Oh, fishermen. Okay.
So they had their fishing rods out and stuff. So I go over there to them. I'm like, maybe I can get their attention. Maybe they can help me. And so I go into the middle of their fishing area and they're like, and I'm like, help, I need help. I'm trying to get to Catalina. And they're like, go, get out of here. They had just thrown blood and chum, is that what it's called?
Oh my God.
They were shark fishing.
Yes.
And so I was like, what? And they're like, get out of here. Go. Leave. You know, and I left from there. I was in the middle of their shark fishing.
Oh God.
Thing, probably disturbing the sharks that they were trying, you know, with my jet ski. And so I kept on going. Finally, somebody like this guy, I don't know, an angel of some sort. He came back and he was on a jet ski. He's like, where were you? You know, where have you been? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to catch up with you guys, but I you know, I can't do it. This is so heavy. It's so heavy.
And I'm freezing. And I'm shaking, and I can't hold on.
And the water is so heavy.
I was like, I can't do this.
So
and
heavy.
He's like, well, you have to make it. You have to go. You have to keep going.
It's
because, you know, because there's no one else that can hop on. I can't leave my jet ski out here. So you have to just, you know, follow me as best you can to get there. And I was like, okay, so hold on. And so I finally, just slowly but surely, make it there.
You make and it
I'm
all the way to Catalina.
Freezing, like
Christine,
freezing
it's
at that point.
Charity.
I guess no, I'm doing
this
it for charity.
But how 46 mile? How long did this take?
I don't even know how long I was out there. I was out there a long time.
Okay, go ahead.
And so much that they sent that guy back out to search for me.
Oh my God, this and sounds like the most illegal.
Yeah. So I go back out there, I finally make it to Catalina. They're like, okay, I pull up to this dock, and I'm trying to get off, or you know, to get onto the dock, and I'm so frozen at that point that I literally just fall into the ocean. I just fall off of the jet ski and just fall in. And somebody has to jump into the water and grab me and get me out.
Oh my God.
And I had to pry my hands were frozen on the grip, like on the grip handles. I had to take one finger at a time and like pry them open.
Oh my God.
To be normal again. And all I could say was that I wanted a margarita.
And I'm sure you got one.
I was like, I want a margarita and a hotel room. And I got a margarita and a hotel room. And then I was like, I'm taking the ferry back. And I took the ferry.
Did anyone actually jet ski back?
I think people did. I think they did. They were diehard.
Like, that's the most insane thing I have ever heard in my life.
We have to find out what this
they
charity was.
Were,
it's like skateboarding down the 405 freeway. It just sounds like the worst idea in the world.
I've known people that have...
awful.
What's it called? The...
Paddle boat?
Not paddle.
Rowboat?
No.
Canoe?
Like a canoe, but it's
kayak?
Kayak to
okay,
Catalina.
There we go. Oh, really?
Sorry, I'm not into the sports.
I'm sorry. I just feel like we just did like some kind of like catchphrase, like matching.
Yeah, kayak.
Catchphrase.
Yeah, kayak to Catalina.
Rowboat, paddle boat, kayak.
Yeah, they kayak and camp.
Well, I get that you can camp. I don't know about kayaking the open ocean.
People have kayaked.
I understand that, but I think that's
like
crazy and stupid too.
Professional athletes.
Yeah, but you're not. It's not like you're in Hawaii. You're not going around. You know what I'm saying?
The water's not warm.
But like I said, everything that could go wrong, if Nicole's there, it's going to happen. It's not even a question. The fact that this living room is still standing is
kind of a miracle.
Uh-huh. I really can't believe that I survived. I mean, it was.
Was that kind of the beginning of the end of that relationship? You left me in the middle of the ocean, open ocean, in like a pool of blood. I could have been.
Yes.
Nicole, it's you have stories like nobody else.
Aww.
And I mean that with great affection. Really. I can't believe sometimes that you have survived all of these.
I'm literally exhausted. Because if you could be with us right now, she's so visual, right?
Yeah.
She's like, her energy. Like, you're sweating.
I am. Actually,
it is
I
also
am.
Kind of hot in
no,
here.
No, I'm comfortable. But
yeah, it is warm.
I'm exhausted.
Cozy.
My jaw
cozy
hurts from
here.
Laughing so much. Because, like, just because you have to understand also that we know Nicole for so long that just picturing her in these moments, like, it's not that we don't see her in these moments, because we do.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that we know this is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
You've been through it.
I really have. It's surprising to think that I look so good.
It really is.
I've been through
you
so
look
much.
Excellent.
Well, I've no, seen I'm moments where you've not looked amazing. No. Right?
What?
I remember
say?
When you had the orange hair. I was like, oh gosh. God. Like,
yeah, that was a bad time.
That was the worst hair ever.
You know, I've been through it.
Yeah.
I have. Do you remember when we went to Vegas to do the opening of that show? There was a movie that Nicole and I were both in,
yes.
And they had it premiered at a film festival in Vegas. And Nicole's like,
I bawled
my God.
The entire
She's
time.
Like, Christine, my uncle lives there, and we could go. I'll stay with him. He's kind of a pedophile, but he's really sweet. But it'll be fun. And so we go. It was me, you, your mom,
uh-huh.
and Simona.
Yes.
And we go and we like, it was so fun. We had such a good time. We like did the festival, like the movie goes off. We like went to parties after. It was like, it was a blast, right?
Yeah.
And then we go to get on the plane the next day and it's Southwest. And I think you brought, who did you bring? Your dog, but which one? Tipsy. It was Tipsy.
Yeah.
She had a little like toy poodle.
Yeah, I used to sneak Tipsy onto the plane.
Right.
You know,
so she had a little carrying case and she would take Tipsy on. And this is like before people, everyone was like bringing their dog. You know what I mean? This is like early 2000s, I feel like.
Yeah.
So you had to keep it in a carrying case and all this stuff. So we're out till like, I don't know, 3-4 in the morning. And our flight was at like,
because I wasn't going to sleep.
Because
we had such an early flight. So we,
we're like 24 and we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So we basically just went out all night. We got back to the place, like we're hanging out, and then we packed our stuff and we got to the airport.
Yes.
So it's like, we're all a little worse for the wear. I just can't wait to get like on the flight and like pass out. So everybody's boarding the flight, and like Southwest, I'm in the first boarding group, so I get on, like, and I sit, you know, somewhere in the middle, and I see Nicole get on, and Simona, whatever, and I see them, they're kind of up front, and anyway, I'm like, all right, I'll see them in Burbank, good night. I like put my sunglasses on, I'm out before the plane even like takes off, and I hear something, there was like some kind of a, I hear Nicole, I hear something, I'm like, oh my God.
They're just moving around,
so before the airplane door closes, Nicole takes Tipsy out of the case, the carrying case, and it's like holding her on her lap, and that was like a huge no-no. You were not allowed to take this is like
it's before emotional dogs, security emotional dogs, dogs, and
so you're not allowed to take pets ever out of their carrying cases. And they kicked her off the flight.
They kicked me off the flight. Oh, they said, I was like, you know, Tipsy's a poodle. She's hyperallergenic. I was able to fly here with her on this plane.
They were not having it.
And yeah, and they said no. I ended up. I asked Simona. I thought I was sitting with you,
and I think Simona was
like, "Can you please drive back with me?"
I was done. I was in the middle of the plane. I was asleep.
I don't remember.
I don't have any recollection of this.
Wait a minute. Stop. Everyone stop. So wait. You went to Christine and you went to Simona.
Well, I think I was asleep. I don't remember.
I said stop. Just stop.
I think I was asleep. I think I remember.
You went to your two friends after you've put them up in at your uncle's
you
house.
You probably were asleep.
You went to your two friends Maybe. After you went to your two friends after
yeah,
you
that had put, stayed up with me all and, night. And, we'd all stayed up together.
And you put them up at your uncle's house.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's what you did, right?
Yeah, in the guest house.
And then you're getting kicked off the plane.
Yeah.
And you ask them both to drive home with you.
Because I'm so tired.
Right.
I'm exhausted, just like they are.
And they said?
No. It's like, no, we're in so tired. Defense, you know, no, we can't do it.
In my defense, I don't have any recollection of this.
You're the worst friend ever.
And I was not sitting with her at the time that this happened. So I pulled off to
the side of the road at a rest stop and slept for a couple hours.
I
rented a car.
Where was your mother? Because you said she...
She, I think, stayed with... She was staying for a few days,
yeah, my mom's boyfriend, Dick, lives in Vegas.
As, you know.
A lot of dicks in your life.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
So yeah, she has to rent a car and then drive the damn dog because like Southwest wouldn't let you back on. I think she was banned from Southwest. You couldn't get on any other flights.
Yeah. It was going to be like $600 to get on another flight.
She's like, screw
back
that.
Home.
And then I land in Burbank. I'm like, oh, that's a nice flight. And I walk out of the plane. And I see Simona. I'm like, where's Nicole? She's like, oh, you didn't hear? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, she got kicked off the flight. I'm like, what? And I think I called you being like, what is going on? You're like, yeah, it wasn't ideal. I gotta rent a car now. I mean, just worse for the wear.
I'm still in Vegas.
So that's the worst premiere ever.
Anything that can happen will happen.
That's what I'm saying to you. It's inevitable.
I know.
But you know, it makes things interesting. And
always.
And
it's never a dull moment.
And yeah.
Have you ever had like a psychic reading or had your tarot cards?
I love.
Right. So do they not see any of this?
I don't know. Maybe curious. They don't tell me.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't had one for a while.
I think you should not do it again because obviously it's not working because everything that could go wrong has gone wrong.
But things are looking up.
Are they looking up? Tell us what's good in your life right now.
I'm
tailspin.
I'm writing with my sister.
Your sister is
Heather Tom. We're writing a show. I'm doing that. I'm creating things. I'm painting and you know, I love doing art and
It's an interesting dynamic just between you and your sister. Because yeah. Heather is the complete
opposite of me.
I mean, complete opposite of you.
We're very yeah. different, and I think that's why we work so well together, because she's very analytical, and she's very eloquent, and mm-hmm. and I'm more of a feeling kind of
creative.
Yeah. But she's very creative too. Yeah.
Like I could see like Heather Tom on like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, whereas I would see Nicole Tom on Vanderpump Rules.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. Like that's where it's at.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it back Vanderpump. To our base level here.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I loved having both of you on Hollywood Darlings. It was such a great episode.
We
you
had
guys
a great
were really,
time.
Really good together and really fun. And
I want to do this with Heather because I'd love to hear like her
take on
and her worst ever is because it can't be. I mean,
I know.
Just
well,
the
she's
comparison.
Got a water. She has a triathlon worst triathlon experience. Water as well.
The Toms
and I think she's
and
had
water.
Some bad construction jobs too. Cause,
oh God,
yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks, thank you guys Nicole. For asking me.
We can find Heather Tom. I mean, Heather Tom, Nicole Tom. Sorry.
I don't really like talking about the worst stuff because
but it's
I'm putting
cathartic.
It out there, you know?
No, Nicole, you got to live through
let
it.
Me, yeah, let me tell you something.
It.
Nothing but good times ahead.
I have a very good feeling you will never jet ski to Catalina again.
No, I will never. Right? Live and learn.
Live and learn.
And I have
learn.
A feeling you won't.
And I've learned a lot.
You won't go on a date with a certain comedian again.
No. I probably won't go on dates with comedians.
In general.
Yeah.
That's probably good, just in general, good advice for our listeners.
Or magicians.
Yeah, yeah or yeah.
Or
yeah.
twins. Or
anyone. Those all sound like bad ideas. Yes.
These are all people that she's dated. Or the last one was, or gamers.
Yeah, too many secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, well, this is going to go down in history.
Well, I hope you guys, I had a great time. Thank you so much for having me over. And
happy birthday, too. Yeah,
and
getting
birthday.
It out of me. I had a great time. Thank you.
And we can follow you on
One
Twitter.
Year younger.
On Twitter, you're... Oh.
Yeah, I'm just Nicole Tom. You know, not that many people are following
I
me
was
because
say,
they don't know how to spell my name. I mean, I that's why.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. I honestly thought that because I was looking at it. I go, she doesn't have a lot of followers. And I'm going.
N-I-C-H. You know. L-L-E.
That's a,
yes.
You might want to change that.
T-O-M. Well, you know, the weird thing is that I spelt it that way my entire life. And my mom always told me, she's like, well, you know, I misspelt it on the birth certificate. So that's, you know, that's why. And
with
so
a double
I've
L?
Always told people, my mom misspelled my name on the birth certificate. So that's why I spell it with two L's. Well, I saw my birth certificate the other day.
Don't tell
and
me.
It's spelt with only one L. So I have been spelling my name wrong my entire life.
So you had the
Are
worst
you kidding
birth
me?
Certificate
no.
ever.
Yeah.
Nicole, you gotta be kidding
me. What does
me.
That mean?
Well, that could be a sign of why everything has happened to you.
You've been the wrong person your whole life.
Yeah.
Not two L's.
So
no.
You can change that.
Well, yeah.
Are you two L's with SAG?
Yeah. I've been
She's two
L's,
L's
my
on
entire life.
She's
oh
two L's everywhere.
Gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You're totally
But they
living...
kind of look like parallel lines, you know? So
well,
maybe
yeah.
I'm living like a Double parallel L's. Life. Or
okay, let's not read too into it. Anyway, Nicole Tom on Twitter, right?
Yes, yeah. Twitter and Instagram, it's Nicole Tom too. N-I-C-H-O-L-L-E-T-O-M.
Wow.
Yeah. Nicole, you're a delight, as always.
Thanks, Christine. I love you. I love you guys.
I hope a tree didn't fall on your car on the way out.
But if it did, you can come back and talk to us about
good
it.
Things, good things. Good things are going to happen for all of us. All
right. Yes, thanks, guys.
Happiness.
You can find Nicole Tom on Twitter at Nicole, N-I-C-H-O-L-L-E, Tom, T-O-M.
She needs more followers.
Yeah, you got to get on that. And then also you can find her on Instagram at Nicole Tom.
How is her Instagram?
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute. She has a really amazing style, I have to say. She has the biggest collection of vintage clothes I've ever seen, as expressed by the what she brought for our camping episode of Hollywood Darlings. I don't think the producers knew what to do with her, because they were like, it was like sparkly jeans, like
stop it.
Some kind of like vintage, like full Victorian dress. There were some hats that were very large, and they actually said, "I actually don't know that anyone would wear this camping." And I looked at them and I said,
You don't know Nicole.
She would.
That's so true.
This is Nicole, like 100%.
That's hilarious.
I know. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that one.